we believe it absolutely requires political support in the sense of government support for a public transport that the public are deserving of and should have. I think it shouldn't have to wait till this time for the rural TDs to come out up in arms to protect the bus air and transport in their local area.
And particularly with Donegal and Derry, it's a cross-border service, so are you encouraging elected representatives on both sides of the border to speak up?
Well, we would feel political people should avail of this opportunity because they're the ones who will be coming round the doors next election and looking for votes. This issue has been on since the middle of January, and I'm absolutely amazed that it took a strike to happen for some rural TDs to realise such a threat there was to the transport in their own area for their own constituents. I'm amazed at it. Now, since the strike started, it's noticeable that a number of TDs across the country have voiced their opinion. But to me, they should have been voicing that opinion very, very loudly and very strongly since mid-January.
And have you made any contact with these representatives or got any response from them?
It would seem to me that it should get some traction and it should get some reaction and hopefully a reaction from these politicians to pressurise the government and in particular Minister Ross to get the company to go back to the negotiating table. Mr. Ross continuously uses the line that the sides should engage in talks. But the company wrote to all of the workers on the 28th of March and told them very, very clearly that the company sees no basis for resuming talks. So the minister keeps saying the sides should talk, but yet he's a stakeholder and he will not force the company back into talks. And this is, you know, the public need to be aware of this, that the minister is actually bluffing them.